This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Halloween 2023, October 31st, and that means the Neowalla Parade, which has happened for most of the last 90 years in the city of Roseburg, and organizer Stacy Crow in getting everything started. I know you've got a lot to do today.
I do have a fair amount, but it's a pretty simple program. It runs itself. Get the road shut down around 5 o'clock, make it safe for the kids, and then they take it from there. So it's pretty fun.
And I'm fascinated, though, you had uncovered the fact that it is 90 years ago that this started. Was that something you already knew?
No, I didn't know about the 90 years, but Susan at the city knew him, and then Charles Lee was the one that really helped me out and researched that for me. But yeah, if I would have known sooner, I probably would have put it on the poster.
It's just interesting to think. I mean, I don't really even imagine. I mean, I guess Halloween's always been around, but I didn't really think they probably did parades back then.
The parade was big. They had a band at the front, a band at the back, and they had people along the side to make sure that the kids paraded, and it was probably 3-4 times as long as it is today.
Well, so right now, this is almost like grab and go.
Correct.
So go through and explain how it works tonight.
Okay, tonight, mark your calendar or your memory that we're starting on Jackson, the corner of Jackson and Douglas. It's just easier for the people from the county, et cetera, to get out on Douglas and get home with their kids. So we're going to start in front of Dino's in the parking lot right there at the corner of Douglas and Jackson. We're going to start the parade about 5:15, gather at 5, kick it off at about 5:15, head down Jackson Street all the way to the fire truck. The city fire truck is always at the end at Lane Street. That you'll get candy there, turn around, and trick-or-treat all the way back. We don't know how many people are coming, and we don't know how many businesses are going to give out candy. So it's always worked out for 90 years. So, well, we have faith.
And I know that what I saw last year wasn't just downtown businesses. There were other businesses from other parts of town that came down with displays too.
Correct. Last year it was at the same time it became part of the 150-year birthday party for the city of Roseburg. So we had more people come down. I know that Cascade Community is going to be here again this year. They didn't want to miss out. The city's going to have a booth. The city of Roseburg is going to have a booth giving out candy. I'm assuming that the towing company will be here. They show up. They absolutely love it. So they're a lot of fun.
And of course, and as we put this even in the story this morning, trying to reinforce the idea that you actually have to parade before you turn around and start trick-or-treating.
I would love to see that happen before I'm not on this earth. It has never been successful. But please, let's give it a shot this year. You don't trick-or-treat on the way down. You trick-or-treat on the way back. And then once we're paraded down once on Jackson, you can trick-or-treat for as long as you want until the streets are opened up. So be aware that we do open the streets back up, and that's what happens between 6:30 and 7.
And I know that some of the businesses that are not open every day, a lot of those are going to be open with things going on and special things, not just for the kids, but for adults as well.
Correct. And yes, most of the businesses, other than the restaurants, close at 5, so they stay late to give out the candy, which is really nice. And the restaurants give up an hour of their serving time to give out candy because the streets close, so they usually don't operate as a restaurant, usually.
And a lot of costume ideas out there. What's the most unique one you've ever seen?
Well, I don't know if I can go unique, but I can certainly go cute, and that was Corella and her little Dalmatians one year. That was so cute. I think it's when the families dress up in a theme. I really enjoy that. I do like the blow-up dinosaurs. They're very cute with their little short arms. They're cute. Unique, of course, there's always Paul Bentley and his pirate. I believe he's going to be back this
right.
year. Yeah, so he's always fun.
All right, a lot going on again. 5 o'clock, Jackson and Douglas. Anything else people ought to know?
Just be safe. Have fun.
All right, Stacy Crow, Neowalla Parade, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:36 at the Morning Report.